Senator DeFrancisco, who is currently the deputy majority leader, says 8 years of Governor Cuomo is a long time and someone new needs to take over.
My really feeling is that enough is enough and somebody's got to do it. And I got the fire in my belly and I'm going to go for it.
DeFrancisco spoke in a busy hall of the Capitol outside the Senate chamber as he prepared to leave for his district to make his formal announcement. DeFrancisco, 71, who is known for his frank, outspoken nature, has held his seat in the Senate for 25 years. He's a trial lawyer and a Syracuse University graduate and is a moderate to conservative-leaning Republican. He voted against New York's gun control laws known as the SAFE Act and for allowing medical marijuana. He's been an ally of former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, a Democrat, and he voted for the current New York State budget, which phased in a $15 minimum wage for parts of the state and enacted partial paid family leave. DeFrancisco says when Andrew Cuomo first came into office in 2011, he supported Cuomo's efforts to hold the line on spending and enact a property tax cap. But he says the governor has changed. He says young people are leaving the state and those left behind are struggling financially and dependent on social services for survival.
One third of the people in the state are on Medicaid. And you got to get the economy going, and you don't get it going by having another $1 billion of revenue enhancers in this year's budget. In case you don't have the Cuomo index or glossary, revenue enhancers are taxes and fees. That's the opposite way to go.
DeFrancisco, if he wins his party's nomination, would be the underdog in the race. He's from upstate, which is much less populated than New York City and its surrounding suburbs, and he's a Republican in a blue state with little name recognition outside his district. And he has far less money than Governor Cuomo, just under $1.5 million in his campaign accounts, compared to Cuomo, who has $31 million in his war chest. But DeFrancisco says money isn't everything.
I'm not the type of person that says, look, he can't be beaten. He's not vulnerable. He's just, let's give him a life term. Let's make him the monarch of the state of New York. And I think whatever the odds are, you've got to do what you think is right. And I truly believe that even though he's got a ton of money, I think that may be damaging in a certain way. The question is, why does he have so many followers? Why does he have so much money in the Treasury?
Governor Cuomo has not yet formally announced a candidacy, but he said repeatedly that he intends to run for a third term. The leader of the state's Democratic Party, Jeff Berman, who was chosen by Cuomo, issued a statement on DeFrancisco's candidacy. Berman painted the senator as deep red politically and tied to President Trump, who is unpopular in New York. The other two Republican candidates for governor so far are Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb and former Erie County Executive Joel Giambra. Cuomo so far does not have a Democratic primary challenger. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.